It is time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And his incredible year continues. Aaron Judge slams his 30th home run, and it's a grand slam to boot.
Judge hammers that. High, deep, and grand. Aaron Judge clears the bases with home run number 30. A grand slam into the Pittsburgh night. And the Yankees have broken it way open.
Just a good swing. Nice and easy, simple swing. Once he hit it, put head down. He knows the ball is out of the ballpark with his strength. 114.7 coming out of Judge bat. Just a line drive over the left field wall.
All right, just you can't make this stuff up in a script. He goes into arbitration with the Yankees, and he's having an all-star type of year. Whether he gets named MVP or not is not even a question. He's having an all-star type of year. And the Yankees were going into the season wondering whether they're going to re-sign him. Well, you got no choice. You don't re-sign him, your fan base will go crazy. It's like it's a movie script. It's pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Taking a look at other major league scores from yesterday. The Tigers over the Guardians, 8-2. White Sox over the Twins, 9-8. The Cubs over the Brewers, 2-1. The Blue Jays beat the Athletics, 2-1. The Mets over the Reds, 8-3. The Angels over the Marlins, 5-2. The Orioles, they win again. They're getting closer to 500. They defeated the Rangers, 2-1. The Yankees, 16. The Pirates, nothing. The Nationals over the Phillies, 3-2. The Rays over the Red Sox, 7-1. The Braves over the Cardinals, 3-0. The Royals over the Astros, 7-4. Diamondbacks lost to the Giants, 7-5. And the Dodgers over the Rockies by a score of 2-1. What does that all mean? Well, we are now officially past halfway through the season, 162 game season. I know the Yankees have played 82 games. The Yankees are 59-23. They hold a 14-game lead over Boston, 14-game lead over Tampa Bay, 14.5 over Toronto. Now, both Boston and Tampa Bay are tied in the wild card race, so they would have the wild card positions if the season ended now. Also in the AL Central, Minnesota has a 3.5-game lead over Cleveland. And the AL West, Houston has a 13-game lead over Seattle. Over in the National League, the Mets have a 2.5-game lead over Atlanta. Atlanta has a 5.5-game cushion in the wild card. In the Central Division, Milwaukee has a 3-game lead over St. Louis. And out west, the Dodgers have a 6-game lead over San Diego. San Diego has a 3.5-game pad in the wild card race. So it would be San Diego and Atlanta in the wild cards right now. But we're now well past halfway. So you can look at Houston and you can look at the Yankees. And with their game lead, 14-game lead, with 82 games left, a team would have to go, if the Yankees were to split and Houston were to split and just win half their games, Boston would have to win back 14. It's impossible. 45. If they won 50 games out of the next 8, 51, 30 and 30, It gets to a point where that lead is just too big. Now, there have been some famous collapses, but Major League Baseball has two divisions that look like they're runaways. And it looks like the American League East might actually get three of the teams in the playoffs. All right? Okay. All right. So now, with that being said, we went over all the baseball scores in Major League Baseball. The Browns have agreed to trade Baker Mayfield to the Panthers. So he'll now compete for the starting job with Sam Darnold. I'm pretty sure that's not going to be much of a competition. I think Baker Mayfield will win that starting position. Now, in golf, once again, another PGA Tour player has come out. Rory McIlroy on the golf players, quote, "Don't try and come back here and play over here again." That's what he said. He addressed the Saudi-backed league this week, saying he takes no issue with those who joined the golf league, but thinks they shouldn't be allowed to still be involved with the PGA Tour or the European Tour. Quote, "I think at this stage, if you go over and play a different tour, then go over and play on a different tour," end quote. And he went on to say, quote, "You're sort of basically leaving all your peers behind to go make more money, which is fine, but just go over there. Don't try and come back and play over here again," end quote. So there you go. It's just so that golf is in such a horrible position right now. And once again, like in most sports, money becomes an issue where it's a deterrent to the sports. You know, just plain and simple. That is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.